Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Thanks for listening today. This is Francie Overstreet, longtime member of Emmanuel Faith. You are there. From 1 Corinthians 15, Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried, and He was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then the 12. After that, He was seen by more than 500 of His followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Beginning in 1953, there was a wonderful educational television series called You Are There. Some of you may remember them if you are as old as I am. These telecasts were presented as reenactments of key events in world and American history, such as the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the Battle of Hastings, the Hindenburg disaster, the Gettysburg Address, and so on. The telecast would begin with Walter Cronkite giving a short explanation on what was about to happen, giving the date and the event. Then, in his sonorous voice, he would loudly say, "You are there," and it felt as if we were experiencing it as it occurred. Today's devotional is going to be a bit different than usual, as we imagine what it would have been like to be one of those more than 500 of his followers who saw him after he had been resurrected. Please allow me to set the scene. It is around 55 A.D., and you are having a meal with family members and guests. Some of them are believers, but many are not. The conversation turns to the gospel. You hear one of them say, "I just can't believe that someone can be dead and come alive again. It just can't be." The speaker was a Sadducee who did not believe in resurrection, but others nodded in agreement. And you are there. You find yourself saying, "But it is true. I saw Jesus after He had been resurrected." Dear reader or listener, then this becomes your imaginative prayer exercise as you tell what it was like to see the resurrected Jesus. Perhaps these questions could spark your thinking. What was the day like? Where were you? Scripture does not tell us the location. Who was there with you? Was Jesus already in that place, or did you see Him walking to where He could speak to you? How did it feel to have heard that He was alive again and now to actually see Him? How close could you get? I imagine Him reaching out and touching many people, do you? You saw Him. Did He look at you? Was there joyous weeping, awed silence, or what? What did He say to all of you? Some scholars suggest that Jesus may have given the Great Commission, Matthew 28:18-20, at this time. Perhaps you hear words of great purpose and encouragement for the future. What assurance did you come away with and now share with your hearers? How do your hearers respond to what you tell them? Please take time to prayerfully imagine being there, knowing that we are not adding to Scripture, but praying that the Holy Spirit will use this to help us share about our hope in Christ, the resurrected One. Thank you for listening today. Hope you have a great one.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.